Nearly half the women in Sitka have experienced sexual assault or domestic violence in their lifetimes. That statistic is startling. In fact, for Caitlin Lavornia, a Jesuit volunteer with Sitkins Against Family Violence, it's a shock she hasn't been a victim.
It's so frequent, and luckily making it through my college years, I was not sexually assaulted. I'm one of the lucky ones, I guess.
Samantha Craig hasn't been so lucky. The Mount Edgecombe Junior has seen her relatives get abused.
I actually watched family members. I was witness to domestic violence, and it wasn't anything to watch. It wasn't anything beautiful, and which is why I wanted to go to this parade.
Samantha was one of dozens of people who took to Lincoln Street with signs that read, "I feel on top of the world when I respect myself," and "Stop harassment, stop intimidation," as part of Sitka's Choose Respect March. Communities across the state held similar rallies as part of an initiative former Governor Sean Parnell started.
My sign says, "Real Alaskan men choose respect."
That's Sitka Assembly member Tristan Gavon.
There are a lot of people in our community who feel the effects of domestic violence and sexual assault, and I think it's important that we all recognize that that's a problem in our community and that we're all doing something to combat that.
Sitkins Against Family Violence runs several programs to help prevent domestic violence by promoting healthy relationships at a young age. One of those programs is the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee. The group focuses on the relationship between the two rival high schools, which hasn't always been positive. Sitka High School student Debbie Yearwood is a member of the committee.
A lot of the times what we've seen is when we're in the stands, people from our community or from our schools just like throwing slurs and being disrespectful and making people feel cold and unappreciated.
For these students, respect is not something reserved for the future. It begins here, in the way they interact among themselves. During the Region 5 basketball tournament, the committee ran a selfie contest to get Sitka High kids to take photos with Mount Edgecombe students. Winners got slushies.
Like, rivalry is great, but healthy rivalry is what we were striving for.
And that respect can spill over to other relationships and to the community at large, she says. But it'll take time for this conditioning to turn around Alaska's alarming statistics. In the meantime, the effort to advance the message of respect continues at events like these all over the state. Safe volunteer Lavornia says the Choose Respect Parade is a good way to help end the epidemic of sexual assault and domestic violence in Alaska.
It's horrible. And I just think that things like this hopefully will raise awareness and decrease the numbers.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.